What's going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi, and before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to issue a quick spoiler warning. If you do not wish to be spoiled for the following content of this episode, I suggest checking out our other shows and as well as our other slew of content at your leisure. But if you don't mind spoilers, definitely check this episode out. In the meantime, this has been a spoiler warning. Peace, love, and I hope you enjoy. Closer.
What is going on, people? This is Elder Tenshi. Welcome to a new episode of Otaku Labs. I got the boys in the house tonight. We're going to be talking about some seasonal anime. One in particular known as Yashihime. Host to my left, introduce yourself.
Lab Dealer, go on.
JJ Darkfire.
Das Grimm.
What's going on, fellas? Good to have you again. I'm glad that we could all, just be here and just talk about one very anticipated spinoff sequel series.
More of a sequel series, not a spinoff.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah.
A spinoff is more like, say, if they did something with Shippo. That's more of a spinoff.
Well, when they first when they first announced it, which was only a few months ago, some classified it as a spinoff, others classified it as a sequel series. But all in all, like, what did you think when you first saw that first announcement illustration just a few months prior?
You want to take that, Mr. Darkfire?
Surprise, I'd say, for lack of a better word. That's what I felt when I saw the ad for it.
Yeah, I remember Jay.
I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, same here.
Nobody saw it coming.
Like, I remember Jay, like, you and I, we did an Otaku Labs episode about the first promo image. And
about to say, you guys were gonna do an Inuyasha thing without me, I'd kill you.
We both, like, when the first promo image came out, we were like, okay. We gotta talk about this right away because I definitely did not see it coming. You didn't see it coming, and you guys are more seasoned fans than I am. I will call myself a fan, but not as big of one.
I think the Grimm here is the biggest fan out of the series out of all of us here.
Like, damn right, I've been watching this since it first aired back in when it was Adult Swim.
Yeah, like two. What did it hit?
About, I think it was 2003. I know I was still living in Bristol when it came out, and like, so it was around 2003.
Like, the original Inuyasha hit Japan in 2000, 2001. Then we got it, you know, later on. But because we live in a certain part of Connecticut that did not have Cartoon Network for the longest time.
I had Cartoon Network.
Yeah.
I guess the Tenshmeister over there was the one who could not get Cartoon Network. But then again, don't forget, his parents wanted to learn to watch cartoons.
Well, at the time we didn't get Cartoon Network until we got the digital cable, and that wasn't until like 2004. So
I had it all the way back in 2003. We had Comcast.
Yeah, so I had missed.
That was when I first moved to Connecticut. 2004.
Right, so I had missed a lot.
I had satellite at the time.
Well, satellite, you can get anything with fucking satellite. Fizzy channel porn.
Fizzy channel porn?
You can hear it, but you can't see it.
Dang.
The screen's all fuzzy.
In my case.
Yeah, that's right.
Fuzzy channel porn.
In my case, it was all muted.
Y'all remember back in the day being like trying to be all sneaky and then getting so disappointed. It was like.
But you could still hear it.
Right? But
at that point in time, you didn't want to just hear it.
You want
to
see
it.
Right? So the series came and went. It's still very popular.
And don't forget about Final Act, motherfucker.
Final Act didn't hit our way until about what, 2014, 2015.
I would say at least 2 years after the original ended.
Yeah, like
about 2 years.
Two,
yeah, I'd say about two. Maybe? No, two. I don't think it was three. I think it was about 2 years after the original ended in Japan.
And then we had, but at that point, anime was starting to get a little more. To where it is now, like we had our Crunchyroll, Funimation was turning out its thing, you know, its streaming service. And
I'm surprised Viz never made a streaming service. Viz, get on that.
Well, here's the thing, right? It was only like a month or so ago when Funimation had announced that Viz and Funimation were partnering, so they don't.
Which
even,
is fucking awesome.
Now they're partners. So.
Because I've still been waiting on Netflix for the fucking rest of Inuyasha and Final Act to show up. They've only got the first two seasons up there. And that's been about for over a year and a half now.
But now you don't even
I could have sworn that I saw Final Act up there on Netflix.
Nah, Final Act was
Final
the
Act
movies
was on,
are up there.
Final
the four
Act
movies
was on
are.
Hulu. Final Act was on Hulu.
Still is.
No problem, right?
But I'm not a fan of Hulu.
But now it's, you know, but now it's everywhere. But that was, this was a total surprise to us. But
when I heard about it, I was like, it's about fucking time. I mean, we got a resurgence of Dragon Ball, Naruto. I was like, when the fuck is Inuyasha and Ranma Half coming? Still waiting on Ranma Half.
I'm still waiting on Ranma Half too. I had thought that Inuyasha was cool the way it is. I didn't think it needed to, you know, needed to continue. Plus, it's been a
well,
trend.
The way it ended with Final. Hang on a second, because we have a fourth co-host who needs to speak.
About what?
Anything dealing with what we're talking about.
He was gonna chime in. Everybody needs some space.
Anyway, he's like the new Saibot of the group.
I think Final Act ended the series the way it should have ended. I mean, they could have not have continued the story with the sequel.
I mean, the way that they ended it.
Finally, they defeated Naraku and the Shikamaru.
Yeah, but I wish that they would have incorporated more from the manga, because a lot from the manga got cut out in between, you know, where the first series ended and then Final Act was. There was a lot of good shit in there.
That got cut out?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that normally happens.
Well, yes and no, because now we have these series that try to stay closer to the original source material. Like for example, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, Hunter Cross Hunter, and to a certain extent, Dragon Ball Kai.
Dragon Ball Z Kai.
So the idea that they could possibly, if they wanted to, bring Inuyasha back with a more faithful adaptation, they could do.
No, what they did was fine. There's no need to there's no need to abridginize it.
Right. So, but with Yashahime, like, I'm gonna be 100% with y'all, and I think I said this before. When I first saw that first promo image, I thought it was fake. Because I was like, okay, this looks really good, but there are people out there that know how to copy styles, right? So I was thinking,
I'm one of them.
I was like, okay, because is there anyone else reporting on this? Because I only saw it on one source at first, and that was through a tweet. Then I wait like an hour later, everybody's reporting on it. Then it was like, okay, when is this coming out? This is coming out this year? For real? Okay, so they were keeping this under wraps.
Yeah. It's not like it was when we first got Super.
Yeah.
I know we keep harking back on Dragon Ball. I mean, that's our usual go-to thing. That's our usual go-to thing.
Yeah.
When we all get together, something Dragon Ball related, but this time, it's Inuyasha related. And I'm sure once, like, Ranma Half or, like, that Bleach OVA that's supposed to be coming out, I'm sure we'll all get together for that.
All right. Well, let's talk about this, because this is one thing I did not want. I didn't want it to be another Boruto. No offense to any Naruto Boruto fans.
I don't know. I only saw the Boruto movie. That was it.
Yeah. I didn't want to be another one of those. So let's start it off with JJ, actually. So we all watched it. We decided to do a first impressions after two episodes.
I'm sure we'll do another one once we get further into the series.
Yeah, like I'd like to wait until the season's over to come back and talk about this.
Oh hell no, we'll do a halfway point.
But
what do you think, Jay?
What did you think, man?
I saw the first episode with you. Like you said, that first episode had like a lot of questions, like trying to figure out like where these characters are tying in, like what timeline are they following. Yes, we know it's like 6 months after the events of Final Act, but they jump a lot between like the 6 months and then the couple years after. When you get the main characters starting into the story, when you first introduce them to Toa, that's definitely not, like I was saying, that's not 6 months after Final Act. That's sometime after. But they don't like really like explain that per se. But you do eventually, you know, get to see like their, what you call it, ocular powers due to the jewel. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the name of the jewel itself.
The Rainbow Pearls.
There you go.
Silver, red, gold.
Right. Each one has the ability to open a time rift portal, so to speak, and travel through time. So this is what we're getting through. And yes, there were some monsters that we came across, like that tree root thing that was sealed away by Kikyo's arrow that woke up and was looking for the Shikan jewel, but apparently didn't know that
it's been destroyed.
Like, months ago at this point.
I actually have a theory on that, but we'll wait till it gets, you know.
Got you.
And I think it's a plausible one, but but continue, Mr. Darkfire. Sorry for interrupting.
But like I was telling a buddy El Tencho earlier, I think something's gonna happen with that tree root demon sometime later on, since Inuyasha did, quote unquote, kind of defeated that tree demon by putting him into a different dimension, which was pretty fucking cool.
Oh, you talk about the Mato?
Yeah.
I love that attack.
But that demon's still alive because we still saw his tree root.
Attach yourself to the sacred tree.
Exactly. So something else is going to happen. And I think for the end of season one, he's going to be the one that they're going to have to deal with. I want to say that's the route that...
You're trying to say he's going to be the next Naraku?
I wouldn't say Naraku, but I think he's going to be the main, baddie for the first part of the season, at least, I think, just to tie things up.
Mm.
But we did see that centipede demon, absorb two...
Lady of Centipede?
Yeah.
I love the heart...
far two of the rainbow jewels.
And I think it was gold and red.
It was red and gold. And from what it looks like, by the end of the episode, she absorbed the silver one too, or was going to? From what it looked like?
No.
She didn't absorb the silver one yet.
Because when Toa came through, I know we're taking over the show.
No, they went through the time portal. So they're in present time.
Yeah, they're back in the Higurashi era. Yeah, I'm calling it the Higurashi era. You got the feudal era and the Higurashi.
What was it? Kagome's brother raised Toa at this point?
Yeah.
For what?
14 years.
14 years?
14.
14 years? But no.
Well, no. When we meet,
she was like 4, right?
Like,
whatever.
She had to be like,
so
five,
it had to be like,
had to be
10
like
years,
5 or 6.
Because she's 14 at this time.
She's 14, so.
But, you know, she has to
keep just have
her...
one question. We got Toa. Where's Mira?
I knew you were going to go with that joke.
And you're trying to keep it away from Dragon Ball.
I knew.
I mean, it's Toa.
I knew you were going to go with that joke.
So, I guess in one way, shape, or form, I guess half-sister, I guess, to...
No. Toa and Setsuna are twin sisters. You're talking about Mai, the little girl. That's actually Sota's daughter, biological daughter.
So the tie-in for, what the hell is the other girl's name? The one with the red jewel. I forget her name.
Are you talking about the
Moa.
One? Moa. Yeah.
Moraha? I don't remember her name.
The one that everybody's hunting.
Yeah, the one that looks like she's
Inuyasha.
Like a copy of Inuyasha.
She looks like, they look like they could actually be related. Mm.
I'm wondering if all three of them are somehow, related in one way.
I already know. You want me to spoil it? Or you want to wait?
I don't care.
What do you
mean,
do?
We're
read
on
ahead?
This topic.
I mean, no, I just pay attention to all the information.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like three of them are related somehow.
Yeah. If you actually, it's given, their origin's given right in the summary of Funimation. Setsuna and Toa are the twin daughters of Sesshomaru.
Okay.
Don't know who the mother is. A lot of people are speculating it's Rin.
I don't think so.
I thought it would have been Rin, but...
No, Rin was more of an adopted daughter to Sesshomaru.
Yeah.
And Inuyasha is the daughter of Inuyasha and Kagome.
Yeah, I put that one together.
And then, what was it? The trainee, the male
demon
slayer?
Yeah.
Is Moroku and Sango's son.
See, but I thought... See, that's
I thought they had all daughters.
I thought, yeah...
I told you, I wasn't the only one who thought that.
But
yeah,
I thought this shit for hours.
I
thought Setsuna was their kid, too.
Because she looks a lot like Sango.
Looks a lot like, but the resemblance is strong.
But the attitude is completely way off from both of those characters, though.
Yeah, but...
Setsuna's attitude is more like Sesshomaru's.
Definitely, but I can see where they're going from with Rin being the mother of the twins. Because, one, they're half-demons.
Yeah.
Rin
was the only
but here's the other
human
thing.
That Sesshomaru hung
yeah,
around.
But here's the other thing. I don't think they're half demons. I honestly think they're full blood demons. Look at the way their hair is, and I know I'm going out on a stretch for this.
Probably.
Kagura. Kagura had red streak in her hair.
Nah, I don't see it.
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you what I think, but I want to hear from Nab's point of view.
What'd you think, Duke?
Before we continue fanboying.
I thought the episodes were okay for what I saw so far.
I mean, like, he was the last one to watch the two. Right? And I know he's not the biggest Inuyasha fan, but all in all, can you see yourself at least continuing to watch this a little?
Yeah, if I have to, sure.
You don't have to. It's up to you.
No, there's no obligation for nothing, you know? Like, we're doing this for fun.
Well, I'm doing it because I love the series.
Well, of course, but
I don't know. But I mean, if you honestly don't like the show, then you don't like the show.
I don't know. I've only seen two episodes.
Right.
Well, I'm hooked.
This is the way, you know. This is the way you went about it. It's like, okay, if I have to.
Yeah, you made it seem like we were forcing you to watch it, the way you went.
But like I said, you've told me you were never really a Inuyasha fan.
Well, I was, and then it got
he's
dumb.
Definitely more the Sashomaru of the group.
Wait. This is interesting. It got dumb.
Naraku.
What do you mean by that?
Do you not remember? So time it. How many times was it repeated until we finally got an ending on the Cartoon Network?
I've lost track.
Exactly. It got dumb. Like, I saw it so many times.
They basically gave it the Dragon Ball treatment after a while. They just kept rerunning it, and then
ran it into the ground.
And then final act came out, that was it.
But didn't they do the same thing to Bebop, though? I mean, on
Adult No, Swim, actually. That and Trigun didn't get run into the ground as much as Inuyasha did. Inuyasha, like, as soon as it ended wherever it was, immediately start up again the next episode.
Yep.
Episode one.
Instead of giving it the break.
They had no break. No breather.
Now, this is interesting. So, for you, it's not that you didn't like it. It's just that it being...
I never said that. So you assumed
you
it.
Told
he got
me,
burnt
you told
out.
Me that you told that you didn't care for it. That's
I
said
I didn't care for it. I didn't say I never liked it.
But I can see where Nab's coming from because, literally, season finale, next episode, episode one.
Yeah, they definitely could have done better with that, and they definitely could have ended it a lot sooner than what they did.
No.
That was all Adult Swim.
Plus, Adult Swim made the best joke that was sums up the entire series. They had an ad right before Inuyasha would start, and it was just a repeat of Inuyasha and Kagome shouting each other's names.
I remember.
You remember that ad?
Yeah, I remember that ad. Yeah.
And that sums up the entire series.
Sit, boy.
But it was, like I said, I found it really enjoyable. I agree with Nab about the fact of that Inuyasha did get the Dragon Ball treatment. Because y'all have to admit, when a season of Dragon Ball ended, they reran it. But instead of starting from episode one of that arc, they start from episode one of the Saiyan arc. So I see where he's coming from when that gets repetitive. But when I sat down and watched the episodes, it was like, honestly, it felt like the show never ended. And I liked the fact that, granted, yeah, it's a sequel series reboot to Inuyasha, but it's fresh characters, fresh stories, and yes, I'm going there. Y'all can hate me and shoot daggers at me all you want. It's not Dragon Ball Super. It's not rehashing old arcs. It's not rehashing old characters.
So let me ask y'all three. What do you think happened to everyone else after that fight?
After with the root?
It looked like something happened to Kagome, but we don't know what happened.
I don't know. I hope they go into more detail on that. But honestly, because what I can see Sesshomaru banding his children because he's fucking Sesshomaru. I could see him doing that, but Kagome and Inuyasha abandoning their daughter?
Well, no, it looked like something happened to Kagome, but that wasn't resolved, so...
Yeah, it wasn't...
They went off trying to find her.
She didn't leave.
No,
it's like something happened. Remember, they got there, and she was gone, but, like, there was an arrow left behind.
During the forest fire, right?
Yes.
No, are we talking about Toa or?
No, no.
Kagome.
Kagome. Something happened before Inuyasha showed up because Kagome is just like not seen for the rest of it.
I might have to give a rewatch because I thought she was there with the entire time.
Yeah, I didn't see.
I know you're talking. What you're talking about the arrow, but it was Kaede who shot the arrow.
Well, yeah.
That did the ceiling effect, which didn't work. And
yeah, that's what I saw.
Yeah, and then Groot. I don't remember his name, but so Groot got absorbed by the fucking Mato.
That was part of that flashback. He means when we first are introduced to the younger Toa and Tsutsune, and they go back to their village, and everything's being burned.
Yeah,
and
that that's what I'm talking about.
Right before the time tunnel opens.
Kagome is missing during that point.
I didn't see Kagome at all.
That's what I'm talking about. She wasn't there.
He's asking where the parents went.
Yeah.
That, I don't know.
Because the village has been burned, but they're nowhere to be found to save any of the kids.
Mm. He's talking about the beginning of episode 2.
Yeah, I'm assuming that'll get tied up later on.
But I see what he's talking about with the arrow being there. Who else has the ability to shoot a sacred arrow? Aside from Kagome right now. And Kaede.
Yeah, I don't remember that arrow being shot during the fire.
We'll have to get another rewatch. All right, but now, who wants to hear my crazy theory about the rainbow jewels?
Well, I got one.
The pizzas.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, pepperoni, cheese, and sausage.
Yeah. No, I got one other thing. So when we go forward in time, and we meet up again with Kagome's younger brother, and he just takes to this right away, like, oh, you came from someplace far away. Like, yeah, I've been through this before. Let me, I know.
Like a sixth sense about it.
It's like, yeah, I know who you are. This is why I know you can, you know. And now Toa knows she can trust them.
Yeah.
Now, what I like about this so far is it kind of talks about identity without really harping on it. Like you have Toa, she's a tough girl. She gets into fights, not by her own doing, but you could tell she likes to fight. She's very protective.
That's why she dresses like a boy.
And why does she dress like a boy? Because it's easier to fight in. But May, in part of me wants to say, May's just, she's like, what, 8 years old? But when
I would say younger than that. I think they actually said she was 4, May.
But then, if she was 4, would you let a 4-year, I know this is a different country, but would you let a 4-year-old walk to school on their own?
Depends on how far their school is.
Right, yeah. True. Anyway, so at one point.
You see it across the street? Then,
but it doesn't also say that she. Oh yeah, she did, but
right with her friends.
Yeah,
and granted, they were all the same age. But I digress. When they're getting hassled by those delinquents that went after Toa's sister and and someone else, basically just had them tied up and everything. I'm like, okay,
Higurashis.
I was like, yo, hold up. Are we going back to the days where there were delinquents in every anime and they all had like the hairstyles and everything? I'm like, okay, are we going back to that? But then her sister says something like, don't you want to be more girly and pretty and blah, blah, blah? And she thinks about it for a second. She's like, well, okay, I got to think about that for a while. I'm like, hold on a second. They went there? I wasn't expecting them to go there because to me, Japan, at least in these shows, has always been progressive. We're talking identity and stuff today.
We're talking about the view from a small little girl.
Yeah, this is true. But that's another thing I had to remember. It was like, small girl, why? But at the same time, she's like, okay, you're a girl, so why wouldn't you? I'm like, I didn't expect them to go there, right there, It's a detail, but I think it's a detail they're going to keep going with.
I think it's a detail you like to think too hard on sometimes. And not just enjoy the show for what it is.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't even have to think hard on it. She already explained why she dresses up like a boy, why she does the things she does, and then here comes her sister with, don't you want to be like this? I think that's the thing that they're gonna talk about again, especially when we get to the feudal era. You know, because
that's circumstantial.
I honestly don't think that's an important detail.
I honestly think it is.
I think it was meant as a joke because her life was in danger, and the only thing she's concerned about was her fighting.
It's just kind of funny.
It's like one of those slice of life anime throw-ins.
But I wonder since we're already going back and forth in time like we have before. The first two episodes where Toa gets captured, brought back to the past. We do a flashback to her, you know, to her life of how she got to the future, and now the other two main characters of this show are back in our present. So,
we're still on a flashback. I'm letting you know that it's not caught up yet.
And we're still on a flashback.
Yeah, so we're still on a flashback.
I wonder because that's one theme that's always been throughout Inuyasha is time, right? So I wonder exactly where else we're gonna go, or if we're gonna stay.
If it does, it's probably gonna be like the original series. It's gonna go either back and forth between the feudal era and the present era. But honestly, it don't matter. It's still Inuyasha. I'm gonna sit there and watch it.
Well, my thing is they didn't really do it by choice.
Yeah, there's no bone eater as well.
You know what I'm saying?
It happened. It's the sacred tree doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. Yeah, because they did bring up the bone eater as well.
Yeah.
I want to say episode one.
And her grandfather's still alive and kicking.
Yeah,
surprisingly.
He's the next master. He's the next Miyoga Master Roshi.
Nobody really.
Just like I kind of said something about Kaede still being alive.
You said something about.
We didn't see Kaede yet as the girls are adults. We saw her in the flashback.
True.
Yeah, 6 months after Final
Act. Yeah.
But everybody. A report that came out after the first episode was the fact that people, while they loved seeing Kagome and Inuyasha, they were surprised to see that they didn't really age. And I'm like, well, within 6 months, and then the others having kids, you think they would show some signs of aging? More Kagome than Inuyasha, really?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But this is what we saw in the flashback with Kagome and Inuyasha was literally six months after Final Act ended. No children. The only one who had children was Sango. That was it. So why does there have to be any aging? There doesn't have to be. And then now when they introduce the children, they're nowhere to be seen, period. So we don't know what they're going to look like when they finally get reintroduced.
Yeah, we might not even see them until probably the end of the season.
Yeah, it could be that too. Mm. So, again, people need to shut up.
They weren't complaining about it. They just knew.
You made it sound like they were complaining.
No, they just happened to say that they were surprised that there was no aging. You know what I mean? Like,
but again, it's 6 months.
Mm-hmm. 6 months in one time, but one thing we know is time flows differently when you're going back. When you're going back and forth. Yeah, it does. Remember when Kagome would go back and forth between the present and the past, and she would miss days of school?
Yeah. So, what I learned from watching these first two episodes was not to put too much attention to the whole time thing currently,
and just enjoy it
because. We already know it's 6 months after, and like
it's plus, bouncing back and forth right now.
10 years after, at some point, or so to speak.
So it's about a 20-year different time gap in there. 14 plus 4 is 18 plus whatever it was after that. So here's what I'm gonna say: don't wrap your head around it right now. Enjoy for what it is. Now I'm gonna ask this one more time: does anyone want to hear my theory on the rainbow jewels?
We were going to give you your shot. Chill. My God. So what's your theory?
Go.
Honestly?
Time's up.
I would... No. No. Honestly, what I think is... It's the Shikon jewel in pieces.
Again?
Yeah.
Nah.
I do. I honestly believe...
They already said it was destroyed.
Destroyed.
They already destroyed it once, and the last time it was just shards, but why would it take another form?
It's a soul. The Shikon Jewel is a soul.
Mm-hmm.
You can't destroy a soul.
Yeah.
So I can see it manifesting itself into the three separate jewels to stay hidden.
Not well.
And yet again, Mr. Centipede. I love how they harkened back to that from the original series. Except she's got three eyes this time.
They also kind of, like, because I've been rewatching the OG series, and I think I'm going to just go back and forth with it because there's a lot of stuff in between that I had missed. But it kind of reminds me of when we first go to Inuyasha and Shishomaru's father's tomb, right? And we find out it's in Inuyasha's eye. I'm like, okay.
I think that was supposed to be a nod to it.
Yeah, that's what
except for Beniyasha. Hers is in a clamshell.
Right. But every time someone goes back in time, there's two things that happen. You're near the tree, and the portal, and your eye starts to change color. The jewel comes out, and then the portal manifests.
But remember, they wasn't technically near the tree when they were fighting that centipede demon, and the portal manifested still.
Okay, true.
They got sucked in because Groot woke up.
Right.
Because he sensed the rainbow jewels.
But you know what? You're right. They weren't close to the tree then. They just came out near the tree when we got back to the future.
Yep.
But the tree is going to play a huge part, just like the whale.
The tree was always a big part.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the original series, it was always a big part.
Yeah, but I can't see them like bringing the whole Shikon Jewel thing back again after
the entire
thing with Inuyasha prior.
Yeah, I hope not, because they had a whole series wrapped around that one MacGuffin. While it was a very powerful, you know, powerful thing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How's it any different than Dragon Balls? Every time a new season comes out, a new set of Dragon Balls is made.
First off, the show was literally called Dragon Ball. Secondly, they only use it when they have to. The Shikon Jewel, everybody was after that because in the shards, because demons got more powerful when they had it. That was the whole thing. So if they bring that back, it's like
it'll be actually more interesting seeing there's no fucking Naraku to hoard the shards.
So both of y'all think that the that demon we were introduced to that is obviously going to come back is going to be the next big villain for this show.
He's going to be the sub-villain. We forgot about the owl with the four eyes.
Yeah, he played...
He's got a big role. I think that's the Naraku of the series. Because he also seems to know a lot about the present.
Right.
And I think he has something to do with the disappearances of Shishomaru, Kagome, and Inuyasha.
I have to agree, because I was like, is anybody going to mention the four-eyed owl? I found that to be very...
We shall call him Hoot.
Four-eyed owl? I'm going to have to revisit these episodes.
No, remember in the first episode, old priest?
They
was talking, and he had the pamphlet, and he knew about the seat. For the iron wagon,
and they
cut the head up, you know, cut the fucking thing, and his bandana came off. He had four eyes.
Because if you remember at the beginning of the episode, while they were giving us that explanation, we saw the four-eyed owl.
And he was studying Inuyasha and Kagome on a branch, right after they defeated Groot, or on their way to defeat Groot.
Right. So. I think you're right. He might play another, you know, he might play a bigger part. I liked his introduction, really.
Where the hell's Toto Sai?
I don't know. We're gonna see either in flashbacks or another way.
We never saw Toto Sai.
But what do you think of the Sacred Arrow Barrage?
I like it.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I like that attack.
I hope they go into an origin thing on how she got her sword. Beniyasha.
Probably from her dad.
No.
Maybe.
He has Tetsaiga.
Well, yeah, but, you know, like... It
could have something to do with it.
Yeah, like, weapons and who made them, you know, especially with stuff like this. Yeah, I wonder...
If you think about it, I mean, Inuyasha got his sword from his dad. Susumu did too, technically. You know what I mean? So who's to say that Beniyasha didn't get her sword from her father.
I mean, it's a possibility. It's a
possibility. I could be completely freaking wrong about it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, right now all we can do is speculate and theorize. But
if they were going to follow that trend, then I don't see why not.
Right. So, okay. So, guys, now me and Nab usually do this when we do our, like, seasonal breakdowns. This is probably going to be obvious, but would you recommend this?
Fuck yeah. Any Inuyasha fan should be able to watch it.
What if they're not?
Well, in order for them to actually understand what's going on, they would actually have to probably watch Inuyasha to understand Yashahime. It'd be like,
I'm surprised about you guys. You know how you're confused about, what's his name? Demon Hunter clan?
Yeah.
You know Kohaku? It's the little baby that was on her back, right?
I thought that was a daughter, too. They never said it was a son.
No, it has the same hairstyle and everything.
Holy shit. Fuck you.
Man, little details. Pay attention.
Wait, what?
I thought they kept going at it like rabbits until Morocco got a son. I thought he had all daughters.
Well, I already thought they went at it like rabbits.
It was the baby that was asleep.
Yeah, I thought it was a daughter. I didn't know it was his son.
That's the Demon Slayer that we saw?
That's what Kohaku, yeah. Shut up.
Yeah.
You don't really notice these things until you watch it like the second time, at least for me.
I haven't watched it the second time. I've watched both episodes once.
I watched that first episode
twice. I don't always pick up everything in the first watch.
Same here. I watched that first episode twice, though, and then the second episode only once. But... The fact that it's coming out every weekend.
Every Friday night, Saturday morning.
You know, so.
And I've got to sit on Funimation to watch it.
Man.
All right.
It feels good to actually watch it on my TV instead of trying to watch it on YouTube on my phone. So much better.
I bet.
All right, so we got anything else to say about the...
I think we said everything that
aside from me and Mr. Darkfire over here fanboying over the series.
I mean, like, we're only two episodes in. I originally wanted to do this after three episodes, but
we would have had more to talk about if it was three.
That's why I said we'll revisit it at the halfway point of the series. Mm. Give a more detailed opinion.
I think we kind of got a lot of details out of this, actually.
And that's only two episodes.
You know?
Imagine what they can do with
10,
20.
I don't know.
I think another discussion for this could be, we watch, like, the next five episodes, and I think have another discussion to see where we think it's
going
to go.
We're actually going to do better than Time Paradox.
You want to bring that up? Old thing we tried to do where we reviewed movies and it mostly turned into a Dragon Ball channel.
Yeah, I want to review mostly Dragon Ball Super.
I mean,
so I guess with Attack of the Labs, we'll be reviewing Yashahime after a certain amount of episodes.
I mean, granted, we have done a handful of Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Super related episodes on this platform.
Man, I didn't realize how bitter I am toward Dragon Ball Super.
Yep.
I actually hate that series with a passion, I guess.
Like, I had no problem with it other than, like, the first season that they came, which was, like,
I think that was
garbage.
Like, a lot of fans across the board who had already seen the movie.
Wait, are we talking?
We're not even supposed to be talking about this right now, so.
Yeah. We might as well get it out in the open, seeing we're all on this topic.
Mm.
And it's never an Otaku Labs episode without some kind of rant about Dragon Ball.
Mm.
Make it a two-parter.
Yeah, but we can do with trying to stay away from bringing it up.
That's what I'm trying to do. So I'm not.
Good
gonna,
luck.
I'm not going to entertain it unless something happens because we already talked about.
We actually never talked about the pros and cons of Dragon Ball Super.
But we talked about the manga. We talked about.
We're not going to do it now.
We're not going to do it now. This is not the right. This is not the episode for that. You know.
Not the time.
Next time, on Otaku Labs.
See us again after the next five episodes of Yashahime.
Oh, we got other episodes before that, but yeah. So before we head out though, anything anybody wants to plug before we head out? We're actually part of different shows as well, so.
Mildfire Entertainment.
Yeah, I do got my own gaming channel, but I haven't really done anything with it in a little while, but I'm gonna try to shoot to do a recording probably. Hopefully,
stay tuned for Dead by Daylight.
And
it's probably gonna be on Dead by Daylight, so hopefully it'll be a hilarious one. Cause I'm also gonna try to like a girl. To maybe trying to do some memes as well. Cause who doesn't like to laugh?
Where can the people find all of this?
Oh, people can all find me on Facebook, Mildfire Entertainment, because I do recordings and I upload to Facebook Gaming. I'm going to be putting stuff back up on YouTube, too. So you can find me there Mildfire Entertainment as well.
All right.
Check out Kaiju on the Brain. Streaming live.
So, wait, now you plug as soon as I ask someone else their question?
Gotta be the random one.
Come on, man.
Where ye can scuttle all over your seats. Shh.
They gotta make sure they put newspapers down first.
May the scuttling begin.
All right, let me end this before we come completely off the rails. So
the fappening.
So you know what? Thanks everyone for listening to another episode of Otaku Labs. You can check us all out at On the Brain at Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, your SoundCloud,
Spotify,
your Spotify's, your Apple Podcasts, your Stitchers, and anywhere else you get
the fuck's a Stitcher.
And anywhere else you get, I'll tell you later. And anywhere else you get your podcast fix. Like, thank my boys for joining us on a new episode, and you'll definitely find us on other podcasts on this platform, all at On the Brain ENT. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you on the next broadcast. Peace.
Love.
And never be normal.
Take it as you please.